Now, I want you to look at this other boy here. My boy, James. Spoiled from the cradle. James. Spoiled from the cradle. James. Spoiled by his mother and sisters who raised him, indulging and praising him. James. Spoiled from the altar. James. Spoiled from the altar. Now I am his wife, three sisters and mother, keeping life's little worries from bothering James, and all because I love him, all because I love him, and not because I made a vow to all. Him a castle. James, I build him a castle. I build him a castle of comfort, love, and affection, all for the protection of James. I make him the master. James, I make him the master. James, though he doesn't know it, and I've forgotten the moment I placed the crown upon James, and all because I love. I might go away with you, Eugene. What did he offer? When he thought I might go away with you, Eugene, he offered his strength in defense of me. The very thing he offered, he receives from me. All that becomes a man to offer a woman. But if I went away with you, Eugene, would you be content? And if I went away with you, Eugene, would you be content with me?
It's all true. Every word. What I am, you have made me with the labor of your hands and the love of your heart. You are my wife, my mother, my sisters.
Am I your mother and sisters to you, Eugene?
Never. Out then into the night with me. I am impatient to begin.
One last word. Will you, for my sake, make a little poem out of the two sentences that I'm going to say to you.
Say the sentences.
When I am 30, she will be 45. When I am 60, she will be...
In 100 years, we shall be the same age. But I have a better secret than that in my heart.
Eugene!